All right, this is Gracie Rex with
Blaze Your Dead Homie.
And we are in Pontiac at the Crowfoot.
The Crowfoot, yes.
And this is something you guys do every year, right?
Yes, this is actually the second annual Twistmas party.
Okay.
The way they say it, I think, is Twistmas party, but I kind of just say Twistmas party. About the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like Christmas, but twist in front. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. And it's only the second year?
This is the second annual for this actual, right? Am I right here? Am I correct?
Okay. Okay.
Let me say, yeah, the second annual for the Twistmas party for us that we've done. Yes, it's the second one.
Okay.
We've done parties for years upon years, but that was with some other labels and stuff. But now we're doing it on our own, and this is
brand new
for us. Well, okay. Not brand new. This is the second year. So let me get that right.
I know you're probably, are you guys on tour right now?
We just got back probably about a couple weeks ago. I am in town working on videos right now for my new album that's dropping next month.
Early the next 15th.
Month. Yes, 15th. Yes, yes.
And it's the Casket Factory?
The Casket Factory, yes, nice. It is. Excellent.
What was the last concert you went to but didn't play at?
Oh, geez.
You don't have to have paid for it. You can just, you know... decided I'm gonna go.
You know, I'll be completely honest. The last concert that I went to was, oh, this one's gonna be tough. You know, I went and seen Insane Clown Posse.
Okay.
It was out near Oakland University, somewhere near there. I forget what the concert place called. It was a very big place. It wasn't DT Energy, but it might
the
as
Palace?
Well have been. No, it was outside venue. Cranbrook of some sort,
oh,
something like
know.
That. I've never heard of the place before, but
Meadowbrook?
I've been there. Meadowbrook. Thank you. Yes. Meadowbrook. I went and seen them at Meadowbrook. They were playing with Cottonmouth Kings and Necro.
Okay.
And it was one of their last big tours. And I just happened to go down there with Jimmy Madrox from Twisted. And we just went and caught the show.
Okay.
It was cool.
So did you hang out in the audience or
yes.
did you get the backstage?
We went backstage for a few minutes to talk to everybody. Then we went out in the audience and just hung out. Now, nobody knew who I was, and it was fun, and there was a lot of people, and we were way in the back, and the show was great.
No one recognized you.
No, they didn't, because we just kind of walked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We went there as you know, dressed as anybody else, you know,
right,
hey,
right.
What's going on? You know, we weren't painted up at all, so,
you
know, if we would have been painted probably in the slightest of just any Juggalo paint, any type, I'm sure somebody would have been like, oh, I know that guy. He looks oddly familiar. But, yeah, when we were just out there with hats on, they don't even look at you sometimes. It's like, yeah, whatever. That might be my college buddy that I met down the street.
Right.
You know, so we look like anybody.
I've noticed that. Like, I shoot at the machine shop, and I'll see, like, they're walking by them, and nobody knows. And I'm like, okay.
It happens anyway. You can do it. You can still do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you act like you're not. There.
We know, right. Act like everybody else.
Yes. What is your go-to song to either pump you up or get you through a bad time?
Oh, man. Wow, what a great question. I'm going to have to think about that because, I listen to a lot of different stuff, but I do like, I like Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
I like some old Korn sometimes.
And
there's a lot of... I mean, Slipknot, you know, if I put something on that's, or Mudvayne, something that's really beaten, and you know, yeah, I like to get sick like that sometimes, but I do like a lot of old school stuff like Ozzy, you know, I get into that, so I think music to me is a mood thing, so it depends on what mood I'm in, so I'll put something on for that mood,
okay.
But you know, I like R&B music, people might be thinking that's crazy, I listen to rap, I listen to all types of different music, so it's, yeah, I guess it depends on what mood you're in, you know, really,
okay.
It's... Yeah, it could be anything.
No song that sticks out from...
No, not really. I can't say like, oh, this song is it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's not really a song that I could say that. It's like, I wouldn't even say that I reach for my own music as much. I reach for other people's because I could just get, you know, either get pumped or inspiration or get ready to, you know, do something off of that, you know.
What is something that your fans wouldn't expect about you?
Oh, man. Damn, that's another good one. let me see. Well, they know I love sports. I'm pretty sure they know I like to play a lot of video games.
Are you a hunter?
I am not a hunter, although I do own guns, and I like to shoot. And I live a place where I can shoot now a lot more, so that's fun. But
like just going out in the backyard and shoot.
Yeah, I live out in the country now, so people probably don't know that about me. They're like, oh man, plays. I was a city dweller my whole life. Now I straight up got country living, and I shoot guns, and I have fun doing that. And you know, I'm just enjoying the freedom of that type of living. I guess that's something that I do that nobody knows. I have dogs; they know about that. I mean, I try to keep them up on everything. I'm into comic books. It's like, there's a lot of things. I mean, I try to keep them in tune with whatever I'm into. I like horror movies and I guess more importantly, like ghosts, stuff like that a lot. Okay. So, yeah, I get into different things like that. And maybe they don't, maybe they don't know this, but sometimes I feel like I have a psychic connection with something. And I can't say that it's everything that I can, you know, tell you pinpoint things. Like, I'm not like that Brown, Sylvia Brown or anything like that. I can't do that. But I've seen things either in dreams that either end up happening or I interpret them as something and then it happens later on and I see it happen or something that might happen just before me. You know,
I see too. Something. I you know what you're talking
about. I went to a baseball game with Monoxide from Twisted and, you know, we were up there sitting off in the third base line right outside of it. I remember looking at him, and the guy came up, and I told him, I was like, this guy right here is going to hit the ball to us. And sure enough, two swings later, he hit it right to us.
Nice.
A little kid in front of us, 17-year-old, tried grabbing it barehanded. He tried palming it, and the ball hit him in his hand. It fell out. He didn't catch it. Obviously, he got that big, bruised hand. He didn't know that you're supposed to close your fingers when the ball hits. But no, it fell down. Another little kid jumped the fence, got it. And so we didn't get the ball, but he hit it right in the direction, right where I said.
Yeah.
It's straight up, it would have been ours. You know, we would have stepped in front of him, but we weren't pushing the kid out of the way.
Right,
but other than
right.
that, yeah, straight. That's one example I can give you.
Nice. What is your favorite concert experience?
I don't know. We do so many.
Like it's maybe like, somebody coming up on stage that you
It's mostly like, it depends on who I'm with and when I'm with and what's going on. Like tonight's going to be a fun one because we don't usually do this, but I'm having a couple people come up.
Okay.
People come up and do songs with me, and it's going to be cool. So like, usually I'm the one jumping on with everybody else. So,
having guest appearances.
Yes, this time I'll have guest appearances on stage with me, and it's only happened a few times, you know, since I've been doing this.
Okay.
But each time it's been, you know, it's been real cool because each time you hear that, you see something different in the crowd.
Yeah.
This time you see when somebody else comes on, you're like, oh my God, they're hyped. They really are. You know, you see him, oh, hey, this is what's up. You know,
that's going to
be great.
So when you're on tour, do you have a favorite food you eat, but you don't eat it at home?
There's so many good foods out on the road. It's tough to say because, like I said, I like so much stuff. And at home, there's only a few things I can get now. It's like, oh, I have to eat this, this, and this. Where, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I'm close to the country, so I eat certain things, this, this, and this. Everything's 20 minutes away. I drive to get whatever I'm getting.
Right.
But you know, when I'm out on the road, it's like, oh, you know, you can eat anything. But I found that eating fast food has just been killing me lately when I'm out there. So I find myself mostly the only time you've got for food is fast food. So it's kind of like breaking down in Subway. It's kind of what it is. Like, I eat Subway so much on the road that I don't eat it at home at all. So I just can't eat it no more.
That makes sense. Who would you like to collaborate with?
Oh, there's a lot of people.
Who would be like the pinch me moment person that you collaborate with?
I mean, that's tough. It'd probably be somebody dead.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, for real. It's like, a lot of the people that I like the most were already there and gone. I would like to do stuff that I think that people wouldn't expect. And as I said, like collaborate with somebody like that, like somebody even like Ozzy, somebody like that, that's so off the map and off the wall that they'd be like, oh my God, you know? And he's
like Uncle Cracker.
Oh, I mean, you know, tell you the truth, I grew up,
I know.
In the same vicinity as him.
Yeah.
Like we, same town, we grew up in the same city. So I knew of his family and some of the stuff there. So it's like, you know, it's cool to see him doing what he's doing.
Right,
and blowing up like that. You know, that's great. It's like, but that's it. It's like, you know, I want to do some stuff with somebody that's, You know, and that's it. It's like Ozzy is so, he's been there, seen everything. You
right,
know what
right.
I mean? Metallica. It's like,
and I don't think he's ever
done and seen everything. It's like, you know, just to.
And I don't think Ozzy's rapped. Cool. I don't think Ozzy's rapped.
I don't think he has, ever has. And, you know, if he's just singing on the track, I'll be happy with that. Like, go ahead, you sing the choruses. And, you know, you sing the verse. And we'll do verses. Right. We'll split verses. And then, you know, we'll split choruses. And that'll be what's up right there.
That would be cool.
So if we can talk to Sharon and get that going on, it'll be all right. We'll, you know,
well, you
take
know,
care of business.
They're coming. I think they're coming to Detroit for Black Sabbath, right?
And that's what's up. I need to go.
I think so.
I need to go.
I'm pretty sure.
I need to get down. I'm going to call George, get some tickets. I need to be there. That's what's
I
up.
I want to go, too.
Some of my greatest memories are listening to, you know, Black Sabbath just back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just great. Me and my brother used to just pound Black Sabbath all the time. Records just back to back. Keep them going. All right, flip that one.
And it sounds so different. My son has a record player, and he's playing, what was it? Johnny Cash Christmas songs, because we lost my mom last year, and she, you know, would listen to that.
I know exactly what that feel like. Yeah.
So he was listening to it, and I'm like, you know, it doesn't sound bad, but different.
It's different. Yeah. You can hear some of the different sounds to it.
Yeah.
You know,
different.
Yeah. Bass and everything.
I was like, wow.
Because
people always say that, and I'm like, no, what's the difference with vinyl? No, you know.
No,
but then
but you
listen,
can tell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. What was the first CD you bought?
First CD I ever purchased. That would have to be. I'm dating myself, but I would say it would be a cassette tape, and it'd be N.W.A. like straight out of Compton.
I think it was
the first thing I ever bought. I picked up. And and then I was hooked, but I had the type of place in the neighborhood where it was like it wasn't safe to play in certain spots where you had to play it. Oh, you're gonna play this? You better be out here playing it in the front, you know what I mean? On the porch, I'd be playing this shit on the porch.
Because
if you were in my house playing it, I think you might, you know, call the devil down or devil up more importantly.
It was
some shit, but that was my stuff, first thing ever.
What was that movie? I love that movie.
I still have not seen it yet.
What?
Yep, I haven't seen it yet.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the cop movie? Oh. What was it?
Oh. I'm sorry. Are
like
we talking
had,
about...
Like Ice-T was in
yes,
it, right?
Yes,
right?
Colors.
Cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
Listen, I like that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of family members, so each one of them brought a little bit different and kind of, you know, helped mold what it was to me to, I guess, musically. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like I started out with a lot of different stuff. That's why I said I listen to so much different things, because I have brothers and sisters for days, and each one of them had their own, you know, personal thing like they liked. So, I mean, if I was, I would have never heard Rick James if it wasn't for my sister. She just loved Rick James, so, now I'm listening to Rick James.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's just...
And there's some songs, like, I recently went to see Darius Rucker, and he does this whole spiel about how, like, music, there's just some songs that are just good music.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, doesn't matter what you like.
Yeah,
if that song
matter.
Comes
just,
on.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, yeah. You can just nod your head to it. Yeah. I've learned that even with country music, which is crazy, because that's the one thing I've never kind of, like, thought I'd even listen to. But
right.
You know, I heard it a couple times. I'm like, man, this is just the same thing as rap, except for they're not. And they've traded in their guitar, you know what I mean, for the gun.
Right.
It's like they got trucks.
Or like when Johnny Cash.
Hydraulics. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Or when Johnny Cash did it with Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick.
That's
cool.
What's up.
Now, I know your fans that have been around for a while probably know this, and he approved it, so I'm probably good at asking this.
Okay.
So, what is the origins of the name Blaze, you dead homie? Now, I know it's like a dead rapper.
Yes.
But I'm asking for more. Like,
okay,
is it like a legit person?
It's a legit person, as it was always me. I started with some different, you know, analogies of a name. It was, I think, Psycho C, because my name playing off of my real name, Chris.
Okay, yeah.
And then as I kind of went and further into it, we changed it. I changed it completely. It's like, oh, this is what we're going to do. I'm blaze was always something because I was into fire. I was a smoker big time.
Okay.
Smoked a lot, and I smoke weed. Now it's like that's all. I gave up smoking cigarettes to just smoke weed, and that's the part of blaze that still is stuck.
Gotcha. But
the dead gangster thing was always what, you know what I mean? Like I said, I started out first album I bought was straight out of Compton, so that was kind of the whole idea of what it was. Well, I was a dead gangster that died in this era,
okay,
brought back in that this era, and now I'm doing music.
Okay.
And so my first record and first couple of songs and stuff like that reflected that. It would sound more 80s style rap for, you know, for right, what better purpose, but it was still a dead guy doing this.
Oh,
and
okay,
now as I've, you know, now I'm kind of in tune to what this world is,
okay,
being dead still, but still rapping about what's going on today instead of just the 80s.
Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of, you know, just it has built from what it is, and it's like I've built it and kind of cut it off, and sometimes don't use even your dead homies, just Blaze, or you know what I mean? It's like, okay, that's just, yeah.
Yeah, because so they kinda, were like, oh, Blaze.
Yeah, it took a mind. Well, I mean, as I said, it's grown into what it is now, you know what I mean? It's like I've
right,
gone from multiple looks to this is just one of them. It's like I've switched down, and then for the next record, it's even different from this.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it'll look completely different. Paint scheme will be different. I'll look, yeah.
And you do
got
your
top hat. That's cool.
You do your own paint, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, yep, cool. I had a question from a fan out there because obviously I'm not dressed like most of the people
okay,
here.
Okay.
And so I'm like, you know, I'm gonna be interviewing Chris, and he's like, okay, what are you gonna ask him? Like he was.
You want to know? He said, "What's
and,
going on?"
Oh, maybe I shouldn't ask this because I didn't ask before.
Oh, go ahead. Let's hear what he says. Depends on which one. I don't care.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm on probation for anyway. I mean, okay, I used to have a card here in Michigan, and I'm on probation for it out in Utah.
Okay.
I was, yeah, we were being stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll say, like, in the past, ever,
mm-hmm,
if you were to partake in something, a legal substance, what would be your favorite thing?
It's always marijuana. That's
always,
it. Yeah,
okay.
I don't go any further than that. I never
That's
have.
Good. That's
and
good.
It's like, but I said it's been legal in this state for a little while, and I was
right,
legally a patient. And, I mean, I was doing this way before I was a patient. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's been something that I've been probably, I think, since I was 19 years old.
Okay.
Smoked since then. And, you know, I've had spots where it's been a week off or a couple weeks off, and then other than that, yeah, except for now where I'm on probation, so I gotta wait, and yeah, I'm just, you know.
So you're being good. You're being good.
I do as good as I can, but I'm on probation, in Utah,
yeah,
which is not here, so
right.
I'm kind of, you know, I'm doing my sentence and stuff here, which is just classes.
Well, and that's so, nice,
yeah,
I mean.
I'm taking care of my, what yeah, I gotta do, but yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, it's every, is that's the, I've never had, like I said, problems with anything else. It's not what they call it, a gateway drug, unless you make it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's really, it's the person and the person in their head and what they think they're going
right,
to do from that. You know what I mean? Really.
Anybody that's can become an addict.
Yeah, I mean.
Out of anything, you
well,
know?
Well, if it is something, yeah, it's like, that's the best thing. I've seen people on pills, and I've seen people, what it's done to them. I've
yeah,
seen people doing other stuff that's harder, and I've seen what it's done to them.
Right.
And you know what I mean? I've even some of this stuff, that the new stuff that they're doing with the, you know, with the new version of smoking
yeah,
weed
yeah,
is some of it. I don't even, you know what I mean? I don't,
right,
I'm kind of, I'm stuck where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, and at your stage of life, too, I think you're probably thinking differently than you were, say, 20 years ago.
I mean, that's everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it always is.
You get a little bit older, you
mm-hmm,
get a little smarter.
But I still, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? I've never had any need of anything else to, you know what I mean? To,
yeah.
I don't even drink that much. I do when I want to, when I'm,
right,
you know, casual drinker. So, yeah,
yeah. And you're obviously over 21.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure, right?
Well,
wish I wasn't.
Yeah,
I go back
or
to
if
that.
You could go back
right,
with the knowledge you have now.
That's what it always is. But you can't. You can't go back
no,
with that knowledge. So you're just
yeah,
still
and they always
that
tell
same
you that
young kid, like, whatever, doing them, making them decisions that you were going to make ultimately again anyway. So that's what
right,
it is.
Right,
mm-hmm,
right.
You're
well,
doomed to fail, if that's what you call it. I mean, I'm not failing. I'm having a good time. So
right.
You're
right,
doomed to do the same shit, walk
right,
the same path.
You're living your dream.
Right. That's it. I am, too, 100%.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm blessed, and thanks to them. I mean, it's they're the only reason I do this. You
right,
know, it's like, thank God that they listen, you know, otherwise, and so, you know what I mean, for real, it's like, it's all about them, it's for them, and you know what I mean, that's what we call it, family, and it's, yeah. Yeah, it's
and they really were out there, they were waiting, like, we got here early, they've been here forever waiting on you.
Oh, they're the bomb, and it's like, you know, that's why I try to get down here early enough, so I can see them too, for real.
Which is cool, which mm-hmm. is cool.
That's where it's at, that's where you gotta do, for real.
So we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. January 15th, yes. 2016.
2016.
I put my paper away, coffin something.
The casket.
Casket. Factory. Yeah.
It's all right. Hey, I'm telling you, I do these breaks called the coffin breaks on YouTube, so that'll work.
Okay.
Say that too.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. There okay. And where are they going to be able to get it? Is it going to be like YouTube, everywhere?
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
For your CD, like Amazon, the casket factory wherever. Should
be iTunes, everywhere you can think of, you're going to get it. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Be out, are you going to like do sneak releases or?
Oh, I'm telling you right now. We've already put a couple of songs out here and there for people to listen to, and they're out right now on iTunes. One's called Worm Food, one's called Ghost, and I got a sampler out there.
Okay.
If you look for it, you can see that too. But there's a bunch of stuff out there right now. I'm filming videos for it.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm about to go to Cali in a couple days and cool. film the second one. So I just filmed one yesterday and filming number two in a few days. Trying to do multiple videos.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And your website looks very accessible, so if yes. they go there, they yes. can find out yep. so yep. much at information about it.
twistedjob.com, at Magic Ninja Entertainment. Yeah, you can go find everything you want right there. I'm on Instagram at BlazeYaDead1, and I'm also Twitter, same thing, at BlazeYaDead1.
Gotcha.
#1. Yep.
So look him up.
Yeah, look me up. Check it out.
Anything to say to your fans?
I love y'all. You know this. And everything I do for you, much respect, mad love, and I can't wait to see y'all. I'm going to be out on tour in a couple months, and I hope to see you there in your town. For real.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.